Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mindy and Jessa are in Willowick. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite's going to play around at Trump Tuya. How are you?
Good.
Good. Go Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My principal didn't say I had a dress down, so, like, that's how I know the Browns didn't win.
Oh. No dress down day for you.
No dress down day.
Not even close.
Same here. Same here. All right, so you're going to play this round of Trump 2. We ask Jen to leave the room, and we shall start the game.
Jen, get out of the room, please.
I'm leaving the room.
Ooh, an aggressive ask. An aggressive ask. All right, Producer Stevie's staying in the room. She keeps track of the score. Jen's out of the room. We're going to ask you 5 questions. The brand new Jen and Tim Show mug up for grabs. Everybody wants this mug. Everybody asking me if they can get a mug. Everybody asking you about the mug.
Everyone wants a mug.
They're great. I'm using it every single day. You know why?
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Why do you have that ready to go?
I can do that when she's out of here. She can't fight me on it. All right, here we go. 5 questions. Let's begin with question number 1. And Travis Kelce told Aaron Andrews on NFL on Fox that he got emotional during his proposal to Taylor Swift, even admitting to sweaty palms and a few tears. He also might be brought to tears as his team, well, the team that he plays for, is 0-2. Which team does Travis Kelce play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, question number 2. Kelce Ballerini and Chase Stokes, I don't like this. They've ended their relationship after nearly 3 years. Her rep confirmed to People. A source told People that they gave it their all and tried to do everything they could to make it work, but ultimately it couldn't. I don't like this.
It is sad. They were cute.
Chase Stokes is best known as John B. on which Netflix series?
Succession.
All right, we're going with Succession. Question number 3, Liam Hemsworth and Gabriella Brooks. On the opposite side of this, they are excited. They announced their engagement on Instagram with photos showing her diamond ring. Now, Liam Hemsworth played the role of Gale Hawthorne in which very popular film based on a series of novels?
The Hunger Games.
Question number 4, Selena Gomez revealed that she was already talking about her future with kids. And she revealed that one movie that she's going to make her future kids watch would be Inside Out 2. Name one of the new emotions that was revealed in the movie Inside Out 2.
Embarrassment.
Question number 5. The Emmys were last night. We're really going to cover that coming up here at 8:10. But The Pitt won the Emmy for Best Drama. Noah Wiley won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for that show, for The Pitt. Now, more of a throwback question. Noah Wiley rose to fame as Dr. Blank in the NBC medical drama ER. I'm looking for the character that he played.
John Carter.
Look at the throwback answer. All right, we're going to see how you do with those 5 questions. And then Jen has to come back in and answer those same 5 questions in less than 3 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui back out of the room. Mindy and Jess of Willowick answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie revealed their correct total.
They got four.
Woo! Good job, guys.
Four correct today. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Travis Kelce told Aaron Andrews on NFL on Fox that he got emotional during his proposal to Taylor Swift, admitting to sweaty palms and a few tears. He might also have been brought to tears as the team he plays for is now 0-2. Which team is that?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
It is.
Just like the Browns.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
What's that for? We almost had it yesterday. We almost had him.
After the first minute.
Almost had him. Mm-hmm. Just ran out of time.
That's it.
Question
just
number
just ran out of time.
I don't think we would have caught up even if it was 5 hours.
Question number two. Kelce Ballerini, Chase Stokes.
Are you okay?
He's not. He was very upset.
He's so I know it was the first thing.
Tell Stevie what I said off the air when I first walked in this morning.
He said, Jen, I can't believe it. I was really, and I thought they were the real deal. I thought they were like Travis and Taylor.
I did.
He couldn't believe they broke up. He was so upset.
He loves her. He is so about her and promoting
her. About them. It seems.
I don't know why. I just thought that they were the real deal. They ended their relationship after 3 years.
She just got out of marriage.
Confirmed it.
I
know.
I thought he was the real deal with the girl from Outer Banks that he dated before that.
Madeline Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Source told people
that. I apologize.
They gave it their all and they tried to do everything. Hold on.
It's okay. You're going to be all right. Take a breath.
Try to make it work, but they ultimately couldn't. Hold on. All right. Chase Stokes is best known as John B. on which Netflix series?
Outer Banks.
That is Outer Banks. Question number three, Liam Hemsworth and Gabriella Brooks announced their engagement on Instagram with photos showing her diamond ring. Liam played the role of Gail Hawthorne in which very popular film based on a series of novels?
That was The Hunger Games.
The look of shock on your face
right
now.
What is happening?
Oh!
It was The Hunger Games.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
That was unbelievable.
That is one of those
moments.
The reaction
when you heard that ding, I wish was on camera.
That was astonishing.
Question number four. Nice guess with 1 second left, literally on that timer.
I point it out when I get them like that. Okay.
Question number four. Selena Gomez revealed she was already talking about her future with her kids or about her future kids. Gomez revealed that one movie that she's going to make them watch is Inside Out 2. Name one of the new emotions in the movie Inside Out 2.
The new ones?
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety. I feel like that was one of the originals. Stressed. Anxiety. I'm just going to go with anxiety because I said it before the timer.
You did
Does
say
that
it before
count
the timer.
Or no?
You said it before the timer. You went with
okay.
that. And it's also correct.
Shut up! What a day! What a day of Trump Chewy!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hands
are
in the air
excited.
Like you were going down the first hill of the Gemini.
I know. I was very excited. I really thought I screwed
well,
up.
Question. You do got to get this one, though, or
oh,
we have
boy.
A tiebreaker.
My hands are sweating from your answers. I like
I'm
the,
I don't know
feeling
what
this.
I don't know what's happening.
Question number five. The Emmys were last night.
Oh, boy.
And the Pitt won the Emmy for Best Drama. Noah Wiley won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for The Pitt. We'll get more into this coming up at 8:10. We'll totally break it down. Noah Wiley rose to fame as Dr. Blank, looking for the name in the NBC medical drama ER.
He was Doctor Who. Oh, I don't know. Dr. Edwards. It's not that.
John Carter.
No, I would have never got that.
Where are we at now, Stevie?
We are tied at four.
All right, Jen, it's a tiebreaker. You have to write down your answer at the same time that Mindy and Jessa and Willowick are answering this question. We're going to go back to question number five. We're going to go back to ER. Why not? How many years ago did ER debut?
Debut?
How many years ago did ER debut closest to that actual number without going over is the winner? Here's the timer.
32
years?
31.
It was 31 years ago.
What a day I've had on Trip Trip. Sorry, guys.
The Hunger Games with 1 second left. Anxiety, not sure, but stuck with anxiety. And 31 on the nose.
Wow. I'm sorry, you guys. You played a great round, though.
Thank you.
Great, great job. We appreciate you listening. We hope you have a great day, but you know what you need to say.
We are Mindy and Joseph from Willowick, and we did not trust to me.
John in T County getting ready to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Oh, in Doylestown. Hey, John, how are you?
Not T County.
Good, how are you?
It's close to T County. It's right next door.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know where it is.
That is a fair statement.
Actually, really forgetting where Doylestown. Where is Doylestown located, and why am I forgetting?
So Doylestown is kind of on the end of Wayne County. It's about 5 minutes from Wadsworth.
Wadsworth.
5 minutes from Norton. So it's kind of right on the border of Summit and Medina.
There we go.
None of those.
Even close. None. That was not close. I should have known that. Being Akron guy originally, being Barberton, yeah, and Norton and whatever. It's pretty much right
your
down 224.
Right there.
All right. Sorry about that, John. All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and that will begin the game, buddy.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, John.
If that was question one, where is Doylestown located, I would have royally missed that badly.
I don't think I would have got it exactly right, but I would have done better than you.
You would have done better than I have. Okay, so you know how the game works. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's out of the room. She doesn't listen to or participate in this part of the game. It's not for her. It's just for you to answer these 5 questions within the time limit. When you are done, we will go outside. Well, we'll go in the hallway and let Jen know it's time for her to come back in and answer the 5 questions. We'll play a song so we can do so. Then she has to answer the same 5 questions. We'll see if you can trump Tui today. Get that mug. That would be amazing. And be invited for Redemption Week, which is an in-studio visit, which would be fun. All right, so let's begin with food. Why not? We're going to begin with Krispy Kreme. They're dropping their new Fall Fair Donuts collection beginning today. You can buy one of 5 flavors. They have cotton candy, cream puff, blue ribbon, apple pie, and caramel churro. So would you rather get a cotton candy donut or the caramel churro donut?
I'm going to go with the caramel churro.
Sounds good. I was saying that off the air. How good does that sound? We probably should. I like the cotton candy one. I think that sounds like the worst one.
I agree.
I'm telling you.
Doesn't sound good in donut
form. In a donut form. Like cotton candy, generally speaking, I think. I don't know. Maybe it ends up being great. Super sweet, I bet. Question number 2. Dancing with the Stars is launching a podcast hosted by last season's champ, Joey Graz. How do you pronounce it? I'm sorry.
Grazide.
It will be featured. It will be featuring cast interviews, behind the scenes insights, and expert breakdowns. So Joey Grazide is the reality TV star, or a reality TV star, from which ABC show?
Oh shoot. The Bachelor.
Let's go on with question number 3. Netflix has renewed the hit series The Hunting Wives for a second season. Now, the first season was based on a novel, but season 2 will venture into uncharted territory. The show stars Brittany Snow, who previously played a member of an a cappella group, and which 2012 comedy?
Pitch Perfect.
All right, let's go with question number 4. Boys to Men are teaming up with Booking.com for an exclusive wellness escape personally curated by the group themselves. Now, Boys to Men collaborated with which pop singer on the 1995 hit song One Sweet Day?
Mariah Carey.
All right, question number 4. Ariana Grande took to her Instagram story over the weekend to call out ticket resellers. The pop star is set to kick off a tour next year, but some fans have had trouble getting tickets, to which she said, it's not right. We're doing everything we can. Which Ariana Grande song spent 7 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 2019?
Oh, my gosh. Where's my daughters when I need them? I have no idea.
Oh, there's the timer. That's all right. We're going to see how you did. Jen has to answer those same 5 questions. It's all coming up in 4 minutes.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're playing around a Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Right in the middle of the game, John of Doylestown answered 5 questions a minute ago. How do you do?
John got 4.
All right. Ooh. Whoa, 4. Look at that.
Well done.
Nice job, John. Now we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions, beginning with question number 1. Krispy Kreme is dropping their new fall fair donuts collection beginning today. You can buy either cotton candy, cream puff, blue ribbon apple pie, and caramel churro. Would you rather get a cotton candy donut or that caramel churro donut?
Caramel churro donut all the way.
Question number 2. Dancing with the Stars is launching a podcast hosted by last season's champ, Joey Grazide. It will be featuring cast interviews, behind-the-scenes insights, and expert breakdowns. Now, Joey is a reality TV star from which ABC show?
That was The Bachelorette.
It is close.
Bachelor.
You'll count that? Okay, we'll do
that. It was originally The Bachelor.
Right, okay, well, that's fine. Question number 3. Netflix has renewed the hit series The Hunting Wives. For a second season. The first season was based on a novel, but season 2 will venture into uncharted territory.
Oh, man. I know that makes you very nervous.
Very nervous. All right. The show stars Brittany Snow, who previously played a member of an a cappella group in which 2012 comedy?
Pitch Perfect.
It was Pitch Perfect. As we move to question number 4, Boys to Men are teaming up with Booking.com for an exclusive wellness escape personally curated by the group themselves. Now, Boys to Men collaborated with which pop singer on the 1995 hit One Sweet Day?
Mariah Carey.
That was Mariah Carey. Knocking through those 4 questions.
Comes down to this one then.
Thank
Gotta
you, Stevie.
Got to get this one or we have a tiebreaker.
How fun. Again. You know how I feel about those tiebreakers.
Mm-hmm. Huge fan. Question number 5. Ariana Grande took to her Instagram story over the weekend to call out ticket resellers. The pop star is set to kick off a tour next year, but some fans have had trouble getting those tickets, to which she said, and I quote, "It's not right. We're doing everything we can," end quote. Which Ariana Grande song spent 7 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 2019.
That was 7 Rings.
It was 7 Rings.
Yes!
Oh my
God. What a day of guessing in Trump 2.
I am shocked.
I'm sorry.
I thought you would guess. Thank you, next.
Absolutely. I would have guessed.
That was like the popular one.
Very well done. Final totals. Oh, my goodness.
John, 4. Jen, 5.
I'm sorry, John.
John, I mean.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe that with that last guess.
It's one of those days.
It is. It has been your day today. John, we always love when you call and listen to the show and play. We appreciate that, buddy. But you know what you need to say.
Jen, you trumped me. I did not trump you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.